backpack in case I need a quick escape. The setting for our gospel today is the road to Emmaus, about 7 miles outside Jerusalem. It's described as taking place the first day of the week, immediately after the two women, then two disciples, found Jesus' tomb empty, and before Jesus appears to his disciples locked in the upper room in Jerusalem. Two of the disciples were walking along from Jerusalem, and they were quite disenchanted with the recent turn of events. They, like many other followers, believed Jesus was to be the next great prophet, to lead them in Israel once again to be an independent nation. Their shallow and short-sighted thinking did not allow them to see Jesus as God, who became incarnate to redeem the world. Since there was not a printing press or the internet back then, you can only imagine the stories and the gossip that engulfed the people of Jerusalem as Jesus had suffered, been crucified, died, and resurrected. For his followers, their hopes and dreams had been buried with Jesus in the tomb. Many went back to their homes, their old ways of life. They were disappointed and sad. They lacked direction now, and they lacked any purpose. His followers felt Jesus had failed them in his attempt to become their modern-day prophet. Their delusion existed because of their lack of faith and openness to his word, only thinking of their lives in this world and not the possibilities of heaven above. Early in John's gospel, Jesus had told the Jews, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness to me." The cross did not mean failure. It was the route that God chose for Christ to obtain victory over death, the devil, and sin. Friends and foes alike failed to understand his supernatural mission and Old Testament interpretations. In our first reading, Paul quotes part of a speech that's given by Peter to the Jews, focusing on the good news of Jesus, his actions at the directions of the Father, and God's plan of salvation. Peter said, "God raised him up, releasing him from the throes of death, because it was impossible for him to be held by it." In today's gospel, Luke tells us, while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. Jesus was the last person they ever would expect to see again. The disciples did not believe the two women that went to the tomb, and they may have thought Jesus was not favored by God because God would never allow his son to suffer such a death as crucifixion. They also did not believe he would rise from the dead. Jesus had heard enough of their lack of faith and said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe that all the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" Walking further along, Jesus interprets the scriptures for them that refer to him, starting with Moses and through all the prophets. And as they approached the village, it was near the end of the day. And as Jesus appears to continue with his travels, the disciples ask him to stay with them, as it was near dusk. Sitting down at table, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, just as he had done at the Last Supper. In this Eucharistic process, their eyes were opened, and the resurrected Jesus was revealed to them. Saint Jose Maria Escriva exclaims, "Now the entire world has become an Emmaus, for the Lord has opened up all the divine paths on the earth." As Jesus vanishes, Luke describes their conversation. "Did not our hearts burn within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he opened up the scriptures for us?" Through word and Eucharist, the two disciples came to believe in the resurrected Christ. Even with travel dangerous after dark, they joyfully headed back to Jerusalem to tell the disciples the good news. The question is for us, what do we have in common with the disciples? How do we recognize Jesus in our lives? How do we recognize Jesus in one another? Do we keep our eyes blinded and hearts hardened to his presence or to his word?